Hey, I just realized my light's on and I need to fill up. Want to come with me? Hi, I'm Vanessa from SpeakEnglishWithVanessa.com, and today I invite you to join me while I fill up my car. What does this mean to fill up my car? Well, I'm going to put some gas or gasoline in my car. I want to show you how this is done in the US and also expand your vocabulary so that you can talk about this daily life topic easily and fluently in English. And like always, I've created a free PDF worksheet with all of today's important vocabulary, expressions, and ideas so that you never forget what you've learned. You can click on the link in the description to download that free PDF worksheet today. Before we go to the gas station, there's a couple expressions I want to share with you. The first one is my gas gauge. So on my dashboard, there is a gauge that shows me E to F, and that means empty to full. Right now, the gas gauge is closer to E, so that's why we're heading to the gas station. And usually, if you have a somewhat modern car, if your car is low on gas, you will see a fuel light or a gas light appear on your dashboard, and that's a little warning to let you know, get some gas soon so that you don't run out. There's two idioms we can use to talk about my situation right now. We could say I'm running on empty, or I'm on E, and that's referring to empty. Now, we use this to talk about the car. I'm running on empty. That means I have hardly any gas in my car. It's just fumes coming out. I better get to a gas station soon. But we can also use this for your personal life. Let's say that you've been working really hard, you've been staying up late, you've also been taking care of your family, you're exhausted, you have no energy left. You can say, "Oh, guys, I'm running on empty. I'm on E. I just need to take a nap. Can you guys just chill for a moment so that I can go to the other room and take a 15-minute nap? I'm running on empty." So this is great for talking about your car or for yourself. All right, let's head to the gas station where I will introduce you to some more great daily life English expressions. All right, here we are at the gas station. In the US, we call this a gas station, and there's usually a little convenience store where you can buy little snacks and things like that. Now, I want to let you know that there's different terms we use for gas that you will hear all around the world and in the US. You've heard me say a few times gas. Well, this is not talking about steam. This is short for gasoline. So we put gasoline in the car, and in the US, we shorten that to gas. But you could also say fuel. I need to put some fuel in my car. And there's a specific type of fuel called diesel fuel that in the US is not common for ordinary cars like what I have, but big trucks, construction vehicles, 18-wheelers, these type of big tractor trailers, they use diesel fuel. And I want to let you know that in the US, we do not use the word petrol to talk about what you put in your car for fuel, but this is more common in Europe and in the UK. So if you hear someone in another English-speaking country say, "I need to put some petrol in my car," they're talking about the fuel, the liquid that goes in the car. But here we call it simply gas. Now that I've pulled up to the pump, I need to open the fuel door. Usually there's a little button or a latch down here to open the fuel door, and I'm gonna start choosing which grade of fuel I want. So come on to the other side of the car and let's start. Here in the US, we have self-service gas stations. That means you have to pump the gas yourself. But a long time ago, they used to have full-service gas stations where there was someone who worked here who would pump the gas for you. But I have to do it myself, and that includes paying for the gas. You have a couple options. For me, I'm gonna pay at the pump, but if you have cash, you need to pay inside. For me, I've never done this, I think, because it's so much more convenient to pay with a card at the pump. So let's see how that works. I'm gonna choose to pay with my card, so I will choose the option for debit. You could also choose credit if you want. I need to insert and remove my card, and then I will have to choose which grade I want. But we're gonna let it process for a moment. I'm gonna add my PIN, which will keep my card information safe. It's authorizing. Do I want a receipt? Nope, I don't need a receipt. And now I'm going to need to choose which grade I want. All right, so I already put in my payment information. Now I need to take out the pump and choose which grade. I'm going to choose 87. That's the lowest. It's the cheapest also, but it's also what my car needs. And I need to put it in the gas pump. So I'm going to take off the gas cap and insert the gas pump into the gas tank, turn it on, and you can see here that it is starting to add gas to my car, and the price is going up and up and up. Here in the US, we generally have cheaper fuel than other countries, especially Europe, but you know, it still adds up after some time. All right, now that the gas is pumping, let me tell you some basic vocabulary here. This is the gas pump. It's the piece that I put into my gas tank, and the tank is the term that we use for that container that holds the gas in your car. And after I finish pumping gas, that's the verb we use to pump gas, I will need to close the gas cap so that everything is sealed in the car and it's not a flammable hazard. All right, my gas just finished, so I'm going to put the nozzle back, very important step, and I will also close my gas cap, make sure it's locked, close the gas door, and that's about it. There's some other things that you can do at the gas station if you would like. For example, you could use a squeegee and clean off your windshield. You could throw away some trash. A lot of gas stations also have an air pump. Sometimes they're free, sometimes they're a dollar, but you can add some air to your tires if you need to, or you could go into the convenience store and pick up some snacks if you feel like it. So are you curious how much it cost me to fill up my car with gas? Well, here in the US, we use gallons. That might not be the same for you, but I put about 15 gallons of gas in my car, and it cost me $46. For me, I don't drive an awful lot, so this will last several weeks, but it's still an expense that you have to pay if you want to get around in the US. Well, thank you so much for joining me for today's gas station vocabulary lesson. I hope you enjoy joining me in the real world and you learn some important vocabulary. And now I want to remind you to not forget to download the free PDF worksheet with all of these wonderful gas station vocabulary words, expressions, definitions, and at the bottom of the free PDF worksheet, you can answer Vanessa's challenge question so that you never forget what you've learned. You can click on the link in the description to download that free PDF worksheet today. Well, thank you so much for learning English with me, and I'll see you again next Friday for a new lesson here on my YouTube channel. Bye. But wait, do you want more? I recommend watching this video next, where you will join me and my youngest son in an American grocery store. We'll talk about over 60 vocabulary words, including what in the world is an end cap? Well, I'll see you in that video to find out.